Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 192 of the Next Gen Radio Podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to give you some nutritional guidelines for losing belly fat that I came up with through my years and years of training people, getting great results from people, and getting great results for myself. Now, what you're going to listen to is a recording of a Wisdom with Winston video, which I put up in our members only Facebook page for our next gen members. So this will be an inside. I know I've shared some Wisdom with Winston videos or audios of them in the past as a podcast. And I just got done recording this one for our members, which goes into the group on Wednesdays. And I just thought that it was just full of some great information that would really help out a lot of people who listen to the show. So if you are a member of Next Gen, I apologize for the duplicate, because you will be hearing the same information in tomorrow's, in Wednesday's Wisdom with Winston video. But if you're not a member, I hope that you get some value out of this episode and you really, take what I have to say and implement it into your life. So thank you for listening. And without further ado, here is episode number 192 of Next Gen Radio. So in today's episode, I wanted to talk to you about a conversation I had this morning with my private client, one of my private clients, who, you know, as probably most of you want to do, especially heading into summer, was talking to me about losing the stubborn belly fat that he has. And his first thing he said was, we need to increase cardio, right? That's what we have to do to lose this weight, lose this belly fat. And I understand that's kind of a natural thought process. It's something that we a lot of us probably think is true, is that you got to do more cardio to burn fat, especially belly fat. And that's just simply not true. In fact, it's not probably going to help at all unless your nutrition's on point. And even then, cardio, the calories you burn while exercising really does not play a significant role in burning body fat. There are a lot of other factors in play, such as your basal metabolic rate, your BMR, which is how many calories you burn while at rest, which is a major factor for how high your metabolism is and how good your metabolism is, I guess you could say. And so, you know, obviously I talked to him through this and explained to him how we can definitely increase some cardio, some conditioning if he wants to do that. But and at the end of the day, that really won't make a big difference until nutrition gets in check. So that's what today's topic is about, is what does that nutrition look like? And this is just a general guideline for most people who are looking to lose belly fat, burn fat, lose weight, and keep it off, and do it in a healthy, sustainable way without doing a crash diet. So these are really just general nutrition guidelines. Again, if it's something where you're really serious about getting into and you really want to start honing in on your nutrition, it's got to be a personal approach. It can't just be, you know, following simple guidelines. 80% of it is following simple guidelines. So let me just backtrack for a second and contradict myself. 80% of it is following basic general rule of thumb guidelines that work for every single person. However, if you want to take it a step further, and, you know, if you're somebody who feels like you have your nutrition dialed in and you want to obviously get better results, it needs to become much more personalized. Your meal timing, what you're eating, when you're eating it, you know, your exercise, all of that needs to be much more personalized, because we are all individual people. We are all, Winston is walking towards the lake right now, which I don't really know why. He's never done it before. I don't think he wants to go swimming, but anyway, we're all individuals, so we all need a personalized plan. We all have different metabolisms, different muscle masses, different everything. So anyway, get back to the point of this conversation. When talking about general nutrition guidelines, it's really pretty simple when we break it down for the macros. Now, I'm not somebody who's like a count your macros or doesn't fit your macros guy, because you could really eat like crap. You can eat really terrible food, junk food, and still hit your macros. So I'm definitely not a believer in that diet, in that specific diet or that specific way of eating. But keeping it simple, it's definitely a good way to view nutrition, and it's a good way to kind of track and monitor, because you do have to track what you're eating. You do have to monitor what you're putting in your body. And if you don't, then, you know, you're just kind of guessing. If you're guessing, then you won't be able to get a clear and honest picture of what's actually going on. So I do, my first recommendation is to track. It's not a life sentence. You don't have to track your meals for life. But if you don't have a good understanding of portion sizes, and you don't have a good understanding of what you're putting in your body, then you really don't know what you're fixing or what you're changing. So that's my first recommendation. But let's get into these general guidelines for nutrition, for losing body fat. And these are my guidelines. This is what works really well for me, has worked well for a lot of clients of mine, and this is something that is pretty much backed by most people that I follow that are in this professional world of fitness and health. And you know, there's a million different ways to go about it, you know, everything from, you know, keto and paleo and carnivore diets and intermittent fasting and you know, you name it, your low-fat diets, you name it. There's a billion different ways, and you know, I'm sure you could find an expert on each one of them who has written a book or has a blog that you could buy and subscribe to, and follow them on Instagram. And they're very, you know, charlatan about, you know, doing it one way. But in reality, the basics of nutrition will work for everybody. So here it is: protein. Eat protein at every meal. Protein is your foundation. Protein should be the first thing on your plate that you eat. Protein is the most important macronutrient in the sense that most people don't get enough of it, and it will fill you up the most, and it will also give you your biggest bang for your buck, because it will help you fuel your muscle growth and muscle recovery. Not necessarily muscle growth, but muscle recovery, and I'll talk about that in a minute. So protein is the essential macronutrient to start everything with. You want to be getting at least 1 gram of protein per pound of lean body mass. Now, what is lean body mass? Lean body mass is not your weight. Lean body mass is essentially the amount of muscle that your body has, to put it simply. Now, we use the in-body scale to measure lean body mass. Skeletal muscle mass is what it's called on the in-body scale. It is not necessarily 100% accurate, but it gives us a good ballpark to shoot for. So 1 gram of protein per lean body mass. And I'll give you some real examples when I get through all this. Second macronutrient, carbohydrates, the one that, you know, everyone loves to hate, the one that everyone blames for being fat, you know, but in reality, carbohydrates are not what makes you fat. Maybe refined, processed garbage carbohydrates do, but you could say that about anything. Refined, processed garbage fats and proteins will make you fat as well, because there's no nutrient density in those calories. So carbohydrates, same thing as protein. You want to shoot for about 1 gram of carbohydrates per pound of body weight, per pound of lean body mass, not body weight, per day. Now, fats. If this was early 1990s, I'd tell you zero fat. It's terrible for you. If this was about 5 years ago, when keto became such a big thing, I would say all your carbohydrate or all your macronutrients should consist of fats and should be, you know, like 80% of your diet. But research, science, anecdotal evidence, years of getting results have taught me and has shown me that fats should be about 0.4 grams per pound of lean body mass. So 0.4 grams. So a lot less than your protein and a lot less than your carbohydrates. So what does all this look like? Now let's put this in terms and context of somebody who is, well, just I'll use, because I just did this morning for my my client. So my client is about 230 pounds 240 pounds. He roughly wants to be around 215, lean, shredded, and according to his InBody, he's got about 200 pounds of lean body mass. So what we do is we just plug in this formula. Okay, there is, we want to get 1 gram of protein per lean body pound or per lean body mass. So what does that look like? That is 200 grams of protein per day. Okay, same thing with carbohydrates, 200 grams of carbohydrates per day. With fat, it's 0.4 grams per lean body mass. So that would be 80 grams of fat per day. Okay, and that's the macronutrient breakdown. What does that equal? That equates to about 2,300 calories every day. That is his number that he wants to hit on a daily basis for him to lose some body fat, to get a little bit leaner, and to hopefully get those abs popping before summer. Now, it takes time, obviously. You know, I'm not saying that this is not a, you know, this ain't a quick fix, you know, a no-carb diet where you lose like 20 pounds in the first month because carbohydrates are made up of mostly water. So when you cut out carbohydrates, you lose a lot of water weight, which is why it always plateaus and then ends up rebounding at some point in the future. But that's for a different episode. But that's what it looks like for somebody who's, let's say you want to be about 200 pounds, right? So if you're walking around at 240 and you want to be 200 pounds, if you don't have an in-body scale where you can see your lean body mass, just take the weight that you want to be. So let's say you're 150 pounds and you want to be 100 pounds. You take that number of 100, use that as your baseline instead of a lean body mass. So you want to shoot for whatever number you want to actually weigh and use that as your guideline. So again, for somebody who's 200 pounds of lean body mass or looking to be 200 pounds, it would be 200 grams of protein per day, 200 grams of carbs per day, and 80 grams of fat per day, which equals 2,300 calories. Now, how do we get to that? Because every gram of protein and every gram of carbohydrates equals 4 calories, and every gram of fat equals 9 calories. So now you could see why also that we want to keep the fats lower, because they're much higher in calories. Now, if you eat 2,300 calories, mostly fat, you're going to have to cut out somewhere else, right? Now, and it's, basically just the math formula. Again, I don't necessarily believe in other diets. I know there's probably a lot of people on here who are going to, you know, leave comments or, you know, tell me how, you know, low carb works for them, or, you know, how carbs make them fat. But the fact is, science doesn't say that, research doesn't say that, my own evidence doesn't say that. I eat a lot of carbs every single day. I also work out every single day. I work out hard every day. It's if you're active and you're doing the right things with your sleep, with your health, with your stress, you're drinking enough water, and you are not overeating in calories, carbohydrates, the right carbohydrates, right? Not bread, not pasta, but the right carbohydrates, like fruits, like rice, like potatoes, will not make you fat. And that's just the facts of it, a lot of the facts, and I'm going off into a tangent here because I know there's going to be people who are coming at me and saying that carbohydrates make them fat. I know that there's going to be a lot of people who say that when they cut out carbohydrates, they lose weight, and that's why it works for them. But, you know, frankly, it's obviously not working for you because you are still struggling with your weight and you weren't able to do it for a long time. You weren't, you know, if that worked, then why aren't you keep doing that? Why don't you keep doing that? So the fact is that this ratio that I just broke down for you, 1 gram of protein per lean body mass, 1 gram of carbohydrates per lean body mass, 0.4 grams of fat per lean body mass, is a great formula for almost everybody to use, and you will get results, especially if you're somebody who has not been super strict with their nutrition. Once you start getting that dialed in, it'll be amazing to see how good your results are. So that is it for today. That is a basic nutritional guideline for fat loss. Again, you know, one of the most important factors of it is eating real whole foods. A second factor of that is staying within your caloric limits. And third factor is following that macro breakdown. You know, without those three things, you're going to struggle. And that's just talking about nutrition side. We're not talking about strength training and cardio and all that. But to sum it up, you need to strength train more than you do anything else. If you don't have muscle mass, if you don't have enough muscle mass, your metabolism is going to slow down. If you don't have enough muscle mass, you're going to store body fat. If you don't have enough muscle mass, you're going to be weak. You're not going to have energy. You're going to not look good. Even if you do lose weight, you're going to be soft and flabby because you won't have that muscle to look, that toned look that everyone wants, that ripped look, that jacked look, that dry, chiseled look. All right, you won't have that. You can lose all the weight in the world, but if you don't have muscle mass, you ain't gonna look good. So that's it. Hope this helps. I hope that you can implement this into your nutritional strategy. Again, if you need help, that's what we're here for. We are always available to talk nutrition and to help put you or help give you a plan and work with you on a plan that works for you. All right, nutrition is a big part of it. You cannot outwork a bad diet. So if you're hitting the gym but you're not getting good results, the place to look is nutrition. And no, you do not need to add cardio. Obviously, cardio is important. I'm doing it right now as I'm recording this. I'm out walking. I do cardio every single day. But it is not the reason for, or it's not the reason why I walk around with six-pack abs. It's just a piece of the puzzle. Just like strength training is, just like sleep is, just like stress management is, it's a piece of the puzzle. But the biggest piece of the puzzle for fat loss is your nutrition. So, thanks for listening. I appreciate all of you. And until next time, thank you and be well.